Today we're going to do a Yom Iyun, which means that we're going to see things outside of our syllabus, things that we haven't learned, and things that we're going to discover today. Rabbi Grunstein, very and I've known Rabbi Grunstein for about 8 years. He has been my rabbi, mentor, and I've learned a lot from him. So I think that it's also an opportunity as my students to be here today and also to enjoy and learn from Rabbi Grunstein's wisdom. Please.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Tzitzrel, and it's a pleasure to see you again, and it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Rabbi Tzitzrel told me that today is a very special day. I don't have to fit into your syllabus, as he says, so I can talk about anything I would like. So I'm going to talk about something that's been on my mind lately, and I'm just going to say it out loud, and you're going to overhear and listen. And hopefully, maybe, you'll, after the class, say, hey, I learned something from it. I hope that you will. If not, you just hear me talk. And the question I want to ask is a very simple one. As everybody here knows, we are getting closer to the holiday of Shavuot. And the holiday of Shavuot commemorates the giving of the Torah. Namely, everything we do in this school, Jewishly, comes from that day. Before God gave us the Torah on Shavuot, we didn't have to keep kosher. We didn't have to stop all activity every seventh day for Shabbat. We didn't have to keep the holidays. Comes Shavuot and changes the Jewish lifestyle for forever and ever. So my question is a very simple question. How come it only gets 2 days? If it's so important, if Shavuot is the reason that we keep the 9 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Pesach, if it's the catalyst for which is responsible Chanukah and Purim and kosher laws, how come God said it's good enough to keep it for 1 day in Israel, for 2 days outside of Israel? It's like it could be overseen so easily. It's very hard throughout Sukkot not to feel Sukkot. One of those days of Sukkot, you're going to see a Sukkah, you're going to see the four species, the Lulav and the Etrog. But Shavuot is so small. Shavuot is so narrow. 2 days. And that's it. Back to life. How come when God gave us this holiday, he told us, only 2 days is good enough for Shavuot. We want you to eat matzah for 8 days. I want you to live in a sukkah for 8 days. But Shavuot, good enough, 1 or 2 days. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I've been thinking about it a lot because I don't come from the UK. I come from Israel. And in Israel lately, there's been a lot of talk about Judaism. There's been a lot of talk about how Jewish we want the country, or how secular we want the country. And I started to think about, well, if that's the question, then let's go back to the day we got the Torah on Shavuot and ask a very simple question. So if God says 1 or 2 days is good enough, what is he trying to tell us? And I'm going to give you two answers. The first answer is simple. The second answer is more complex, not in its answer, but the practice. The first answer is simple. I don't know why. You know why I don't know why? Because when God wrote the Torah, I wasn't there. I have no idea why God decided 2 days is good enough for Shavuot. It could very well be that he had very good reasons. I just don't know what they are. That's the first answer. The second answer, after saying that, is I'm going to try to knock some sense into it just for us. And I'd like to say the following, which I believe is true. God didn't want the Jewish people to make a big deal out of the Torah for only 2 days a year. God wanted us to make a big deal out of the Torah every single day of the year. Says the Kli Yakar, one of the interpretations on the Torah, that God didn't give us a specific commandment for Shavuot because he didn't want us to think that Shavuot means 2 days a year you should learn Torah, keep its commandments, and then you can go on with life. Just like for 7-8 days a year you eat matzah, you don't eat chametz, you stay away from leavened products, and good enough. Just like you live in the sukkah for 8 days, and then you don't think about it for the rest of the year. God was very concerned that the Jewish people would make a big deal out of the Torah if he made a big holiday out of it. So what did God do in his divine wisdom? He said, I'm going to give you a holiday, but it's going to be brief. Because I don't want you to make a big deal out of the holiday itself. I want you to make a big deal out of the Torah every single day of the year, including today, Friday, at the end of the week here in Yavne. That would explain many different things that have to do with the holiday of Shavuot. And let's start right at the beginning. There's a special mitzvah, a special commandment on the holiday of Sukkot to live in a sukkah. There's a special commandment on the holiday of Hanukkah to light the Hanukkah menorah, to say the Thanksgiving prayer called Hallel every day. Is there any mitzvah on Shavuot? It is the only holiday biblically that there is no specific commandment that's associated with it. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. On Yom Kippur, we fast. On Pesach, we stay away from leavened products and eat matzah. Comes along the holiday of Shavuot, no specific mitzvah. Why? Because if we got a specific mitzvah, then we would have said, okay, Shavuot is very important. The Torah giving was an amazing event, and we're going to celebrate it once a year. It's very much like a married couple. I'm assuming no one in this room is married yet. Am I correct? I'm looking at your faces. You raise your hand and you are. Well, let me ask you all a question. Have you seen a couple that celebrates just an anniversary and never lives together? You know, they got married on April 10th. Every year on April 10th, they come together, they go to a restaurant, they have a nice date, and then they don't see each other for the whole year. They have nothing to celebrate. As a matter of fact, it's an actual mockery. If they're together all year, then once a year they can celebrate what they've been doing all year. But if they're not together all year, then what are they celebrating? God said to the Jewish people, I want you to keep the Torah every single day of the year. Either learn it or fulfill it. I don't want you to just once a year come together and celebrate something that you have nothing to do with. And therefore God said, I'm not giving you any specific commandment on Shavuot, because what you're doing the day before Shavuot is what you should do the day after Shavuot. And that is either fulfill the Torah or learn the Torah. And this will explain another aspect of Shavuot that's very interesting. Not just is there no specific commandment on Shavuot. Let me ask you all a question. What happens if you go to Jerusalem, the holiest city that the Jewish people have, and you go to the holiest site in Jerusalem, and that's the Temple Mount? How do you go up to the Temple Mount? There's all these restrictions in order to go there. From a Jewish standpoint, you can't just wake up in the morning and go to the Temple Mount. You have to prepare yourself. You have to go to an immersion bath, a mikveh. You can't wear leather shoes. There's all these big preparations. You're going into a holy place. Now, that's the morning. Then in the afternoon, you drive south, and you come to the Sinai Desert, and you get to Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai, the location in which God gave us the Torah on Shavuot. Are there any preparations needed? You can just go right up to the mountain, sit down, eat your lunch, drink your coffee. There is no restrictions whatsoever. From the time that God gave us the Torah, there is no restrictions on Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai means nothing to the Jewish people. Because God said to the Jewish people, I don't want you to make a big deal, a shrine, out of Mount Sinai. If you make a shrine out of Mount Sinai, what's going to happen is, you're going to once a year come to it, prepare for it, and then you're going to forget about it. I want you to make a shrine out of every Jewish home in the world. I want you to make a shrine out of the Torah everywhere, whether it's at home, in the airport, outside in the street, the way you drive, the way you talk to people, the way you conduct yourselves. That's where the challenge is, not Mount Sinai once a year. And therefore, the very place that we got the Torah has absolutely no sanctity today, because God didn't want us to make a big deal out of it. He wants us to make a big deal out of what we do each and every day with that Torah. And therefore, right after Mount Sinai happened, what did God tell to the Jewish people? He didn't tell them, now go learn Torah. He actually didn't tell them to bow down, to daven, to pray. You know what God told the Jewish people a second after Mount Sinai was over, the Torah was given? He said, go home. Why did he say go home? I mean, where would they go? Mount Sinai's over. Everyone goes home. I'm here in the UK for a few days. No one had to tell me to go home. Once my visit is over, I know I have to go to the airport and go home. How come God actually commanded them? Go home. And the answer is because the challenge is not at Mount Sinai. The challenge is what you do each and every day at home. How you eat, how you drink, how you conduct yourself, how you talk to your brothers and your sisters, how you talk to your parents. That's where the challenge is. It's not once a year coming together and saying, ooh, today's a holy day. I know many, many people, they come into synagogues, and even if they're not Jewish, they come into churches, they come into misgads, and they feel very holy. They even conduct themselves in a different way. They don't talk idle talk. They shut off their cell phones. What happens when they go home? They're totally different people. They're on their cell phone all the time, even when people talk to them. They don't keep one commandment of their religion. It's very easy to feel holy at Mount Sinai. Let's see you feel holy at home. Let's see you practice everything that God commanded each and every day, everywhere. And this will explain to you a halacha, a law. In the morning prayers, every morning the Jewish people say a bracha, say a blessing. The blessing is, you have commanded us to la'asok bedivrei Torah, to be busy with the Torah. And we say it in the morning, and we never say it again all day. Now this is what usually happens to any Jewish boy or girl, man or woman, every day. They say it in the morning, maybe they learn a little Torah in the morning. And then they go to school, they have exams, they have friends, there's lunch, there's dinner, there's other things. Don't think when you get older it changes. You go to work, you have children. And let's say at the end of the day, at 8 o'clock in the evening, you want to learn a little more Torah. Do you need to make a blessing before you learn Torah again? After all, a whole day went by and you didn't learn Torah. The answer is, as you said correctly, no. You made it in the morning, good enough. Even though throughout the day, it seems like the whole day was void of any Torah learning. Now let me ask you the exact opposite of this question. Let's turn the coin around. On Sukkot, the holiday of Sukkot, in the morning, you davened, you prayed, you came to school, you went into the sukkah, you made a blessing. You have commanded us to sit and live in the sukkah. And you sat down, you ate a pastry, or you ate something, you ate your breakfast. And then you came to class, and then you went outside for a break. And you went here, you went there, you went up, you went down. And then lunchtime, you want to go into the sukkah again and eat lunch. Do you make another blessing? Yes. So how come with learning Torah, one blessing is good enough for the entire day? And yet with the sukkah, each and every time you leave it, once you come back in, you make another blessing. One of the primary interpreters on the Talmud, called the Tosfot, asks this question. And he answers as follows. The sukkah, you can leave. If this is the sukkah, I can walk out of it. Now I'm no longer in the sukkah. Then when I walk back in, I'm in the sukkah again. There's no such thing as separating yourself from the Torah. The only time you separate yourself from the Torah is when you're sleeping at night. The minute you're up, and you make that blessing, either you're learning the Torah or you're fulfilling the Torah. Either you're learning it as we're doing right now, or you're fulfilling the Torah. When you eat kosher food, you're fulfilling the Torah. When you drive safely, you're fulfilling the Torah. When you go ahead and you talk to your friends in a nice way, when you look out for people, you're fulfilling the Torah. There's no such thing during the day, as long as you're awake, of separating yourself from the Torah. In a word, you can walk out of your sukkah. You can't walk out of your Torah. And therefore, one blessing is good enough for the entire day, because you're constantly into it. Therefore, the holiday of Shavuot is important on one condition. It has to be the anniversary of a relationship throughout the year. If you have a relationship with it throughout the year, you have a lot to celebrate on Shavuot for one day, for 2 days. But if you have nothing to do with it all year, then what are you celebrating? If you have nothing to do with the Torah all year, then what's the celebration? What are you celebrating? Imagine, I'm still in the generation of Facebook. I'm assuming by your ages, no one here is on Facebook, right? Do you even know what Facebook is?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. My kids are younger than me, obviously, and they call me an antique. They call me a dinosaur because I'm on Facebook. They're on Instagram, they're on Twitter. They don't know what Facebook is. Now, on Facebook, there's a very interesting feature. If you can make someone your friend, then a year later, on the anniversary of making him your friend or her, it says, anniversary of being friends with Mr. X or Mrs. Y for the last couple of years. That's on one condition, that I'm friends with him all year. But if I had nothing to do with him all year, I never spoke to him, then what am I celebrating? That he happens to be on my list? That I happen to have him in my phone? If I talked to him, I conversed with him, I invited him over for dinner, he invited me over for lunch, then we have a relationship all year. But if not, what are we celebrating? What exactly is the celebration? Shavuot comes along and says, for one day a year or 2 days a year, you could celebrate a relationship for the entire year. And then it's a beautiful celebration. But the day after Shavuot, you go right back to fulfilling the Torah or learning the Torah the entire year. That's not the case with Sukkot. The minute the holiday's over, the Sukkah has no relevance the entire year. That's not the case with Pesach. The minute the holiday's over, Matzah has no relevance the entire year. But Shavuot is different. God made it small because in essence we're celebrating it and we're fulfilling it the entire year. Right before the class is over, I spoke about what I wanted to speak about. I wanted to hear if you have any questions about any issue. And I'd be happy to try to answer. And if I don't know the answer, I'll be happy to tell you, I'm sorry, I just don't know. I'll get back to you. Please, any questions? Yes, your name?
Jacob,
go right ahead.
Shavuot is about celebrating that we got the Torah, not celebrating the Torah and all the mitzvot inside. It's celebrating that we, as Hashem, we received the Torah from Hashem on Mount Sinai, not celebrating all the mitzvot. I mean,
correct. I like the way you said it, Jacob. The holiday of Shavuot is not celebrating the mitzvot that we do every day. It's the holiday that celebrates getting the mitzvot. But we're fulfilling the mitzvot all year long. As a matter of fact, the minute Shavuot is over, we're fulfilling mitzvot again. What are we doing? We're going to, at the end of Shavuot, say the evening prayer. We'll make Havdalah, Havdalah, between Shavuot and the rest of the week. You're absolutely right. I like the way you said it. Any other question? Yes.
Maybe not the reason why Shavuot is in short. It could be that it's enough time. When you have a holiday that's quite a long time, it can kind of fade away and maybe becomes a bit less important. But as you have a holiday that's just 1 or 2 days, it's kind of easier to focus on it more.
Your name?
Josie.
Josie said something very profound in my opinion. She said if you have a holiday for 1 day, for 2 days, you don't have a second chance. You have to put everything into it. That's it. If you have 3, 4, 7, 8, 9 days, you got time. You can sit back and relax. You got plenty of time. Maybe, said Josie, that the holiday of Shavuot is just 2 days, not for the reasons I said, but for a totally different reason. God tells you, use the chance at hand. Don't think tomorrow you have another chance. And she happens to be 100% right in so many different rules and regulations of Judaism. And I'll give you one example. The Talmud says that you should confess before God every day. Why? Because who knows if you're going to live another day? Who knows? I mean, I'm assuming that I'll wake up tomorrow, but I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? So therefore, you should confess every day, meaning use the chance at hand. Therefore, the Talmud says, mitzvah habaliyatka, if you have a mitzvah you can do right now, al tach mitzena, don't let it go by. Namely, if right now, at what time is it? 9:12, I could do a mitzvah, I shouldn't wait till 9:13, because who knows what's going to happen in a minute. Who knows? And as a matter of fact, maybe that's the reason that God gave us just a small holiday, saying, use the chance you have now, because tomorrow it will be too late, because who knows what will happen tomorrow. And I'm just going to add something to what you said. It's a little tragic, but it's beautiful. I live in a place called Efrat in Israel. We had a terrible tragedy over Pesach. Three of my neighbors were killed by terrorists. They actually are English, like you. They're my neighbors for 9 years, and I think about them constantly. One of the things that the father of the family said, losing his two children and his wife, was that we shouldn't wait till tomorrow to tell our kids, I love you. Wait till tomorrow to play with our kids and tell them how much we appreciate them, because who knows if they're going to be here tomorrow. And it hit me that what Josie said is so correct. Don't wait till tomorrow to give someone a compliment, to be nice, to offer help, to enjoy life, because who knows what tomorrow is going to be. Now, making it less tragic, it could be tomorrow morning you're planning to go and say hello to someone. You'll get sick. You'll be in bed. You'll be ill. It could be tomorrow you want to do this, that, and the other thing, and the car doesn't work. You can't get there. There's so many things that can happen tomorrow. So do it now. Very nice lesson, Joe. Thank you for sharing it. Beautiful. Yes, any other questions or comments? We're good. So allow me just to end with the following. How much time, Rabbi Tzitron, do I have? 2 minutes? Great. We're standing on time. I want to wish you all a wonderful day ahead. I really think that it's a beautiful thing that Yavne College is now devoting an entire day to learning Torah. And I think that you should use the opportunity that you have at hand, because who knows if it's going to happen again this year and maybe not next year. And first of all, use the opportunity. But more importantly, I hope that you continue to make a big deal out of the Torah every day of your lives, not just by learning it, but by fulfilling it, by basically taking what it says and doing it. And there's such amazing things you can do that are so simple. And allow me to give you just one out of the 613 commandments. One of the commandments is be nice to someone. Open up a smile and say hello, good morning. Every time you walk down the hallway, that's a possible thing to do. Just to say good morning. Good evening. Hi. You don't know what joy the person on the other side has when someone like you says to them, hello, acknowledges they're alive. So I wish you a wonderful day, and I wish you an entire year of learning a lot of Torah and fulfilling it. Thank you all very much. Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
For your wonderful shiur today. We're going to have a 10-minute break. And then we'll be back here. You're allowed outside.